off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
It's really fun, but I'm a little wary of taking people up right now.
What do you do up there?
I do aerobatic maneuvers.
Do you really? Can you flip it? The plane. Can you flip the plane?
And we're all just passengers tonight.
You can? Woo!
And I got some tattoos.
And we're all just traveling through our lives.
You are a bad boy.
Oh, you have no idea.
We will reach our destination. So just hang on for the ride. Say a prayer and close your eyes. It's just a little turbulence.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. Okay, so, you know, we've had a lot of stuff going on since the last show. We did that broadcast from the Affordable Flying Expo there on Sun and Fun Grounds in Lakeland. And, you know, I'll tell you what, we did that whole event in a day, and we had a very tight schedule, but it worked out amazingly well. When we got back that that evening, I was just, like, kind of blown away how much we got accomplished. I was like, we zipped out of Orlando. You picked me up in Orlando, you know, in the morning. And it wasn't even early, really. And we went out there for a few hours, did the show, come back. And I was, you know, back in time for dinner with the family and the whole thing. And we had all this. I was like, golly, do I need my own plane so bad? I mean, that was just the efficiency of that, Dennis, well, was remarkable.
And just think about it, that I had to get a head start on you because I had to come up from Fort Myers to Orlando to get you to go to Lakeland,
right,
and then back. And so even then, I took off at a reasonable hour in the morning, got to Orlando, and then I was still back home in time for dinner with my wife.
Yes. I mean, that's
after
just
crisscrossing the state.
That is such a testimonial for general aviation. It just doesn't get any better than that, because really, we did accomplish a ton of stuff. We met some really interesting people. We got the latest on the Affordable Flying Expo, a little sneak peek of Sun and Fun for 2026 there from Gene Conrad. He was on site. And, you know, and it was kind of just cool to see the facility, see that whole airfield when Sun and Fun wasn't going on, and how easy it was to zip in and zip out on your in your Mooney 201 and just have a nice leisurely, you know, outing in your plane. I mean, that was just a great way to do it. And, you know, I was a little concerned when we set this up. We didn't really talk about it last week much, but there was some, you know, issues because of the, you know, the tower, you know, the government shutdown. Yeah, the government shutdown and the tower employees being stretched. And they were talking about they're not going to be able to accommodate certain folks, and what did that you know, what was that going to mean? And the only thing you heard, and I asked you coming up, and you said that they wouldn't do flight following for general aviation pilots. Not a big deal, but you know, it's nice to have
in
that.
In Orlando, it kind of is, because flight following makes it a lot easier to get through, like the TFR at Disney and things like that. And
right,
there's still a lot of traffic, so it's nice having that extra pair of eyes for you as, you know, you're trying to get out of Orlando exec and you're dealing with all of their arrival traffic and mm-hmm. the other people that are flying around to Apopka and
right,
you know, transiting the airspace there. But we made it work. Our
eyeballs
still work, and ADSB's, you know, huge help.
Yeah, but we were doing VFR, so the weather was mm-hmm. good that day, so everything kind of fell into place. If things would have been worse on the weather, it might have been more of an issue, but it wasn't really a problem for us that day.
Yeah, correct. But for the people that were actually flying IFR, I think you noticed, I was pointing it out to you, how many were, you know, stacked up and waiting, because it was taking a long time for them to get their IFR releases and get their clearances and stuff like that. So
right,
for the aircraft that were in the system, they were definitely, you know, holdups there.
Right. There was a little chatter when we took off from Lakeland, if you remember, with the tower. There was a nice little conversation had.
Well,
with the
that
tower.
Was an example of what not to do, right, Greg?
It was. It was a teaching moment for Dennis to me, because we were lined up, you know, at the runway ready. I don't know. I think we were second in line.
No, we were number one because we were on the other side of the field. So
okay,
we were, you
but
know.
But there were three
there
or four lined up on the other side, along with
over
a big
by
old
Amazon.
Yeah, over, you know, with one of them 737s. or what they call a 737 heavy, or what's the word they would call, or she would say?
It was a 737 freighter. The 73s don't count as a heavy, but the 767 that we saw take off first, that was definitely a heavy.
Okay, that's what it was. And she was trying to manage the traffic, and one of the GA pilots obviously wasn't paying attention or something, and man, she got a little irate because he moved up into a position and cut one of the other planes off, and she wasn't having it, and reached out and said, "Hey, you know, Charlie, blah blah blah, you know, why did you do that? I told you to hold it this line, and you cut in front of this other thing," and then radio silence.
A Cirrus pilot cutting off a 737. It's just unheard of.
Yeah, what are the odds? But it was funny to me because the pilot who, you know, was who made this mistake was noticeably quiet, was not responding at all. Now, did he just wasn't paying attention? I mean,
he was on the other frequency still.
Oh, you think that's what you, okay, well, give him the benefit of the doubt. Or was he just playing radio, you know, dumb? Like, oh, I didn't hear it. Oh, sorry, you know. But it was pretty funny because you could hear her getting somewhat irate. And I will say, overall, she did keep her cool pretty well. Wouldn't you agree? Even though she was pretty annoyed.
This could have been a, you know, standby for a phone number type of a situation.
Yes.
But she didn't.
Yeah, you're going to get a tongue lashing, and you're not going to like this one.
She did chastise him very, very nicely about, you know, that was not nice of you to cut off a 737. And, you know, I heard the ground controller tell you to, you know, hold a position and all this kind of stuff. So,
yeah, but it was kind of funny. I mean, in that case, do you think the guy handled it as well on the receiving end by just playing dumb? I mean,
I think he was oblivious. See, I'm pretty sure that he was, you know, on the wrong frequency or still on ground and not even aware, because she had called out to him multiple times trying to find out who's at the number one spot on the other side there. And, you know, there was just no response. And it's like, okay, once you get to the end of the runway, you do need to switch over to tower because you're no longer taxiing.
So right.
Be listening.
So you're giving them the benefit of the doubt that they just didn't switch over, and it wasn't just like, I'm not going to say a word because if I do, I'm going to take some serious.
Ignoring her might have been a good choice, but I don't think I'm not giving him that much credit that he actually thought that through, given the situation.
You think he's like, dope, I'm on the wrong frequency. And then when he gets over, he's like, I did what? Uh-oh. You know, so I don't know.
Can't hear you breaking up.
Exactly. See, that's what I thought was going on. So I don't know. You're giving him more credit than I, maybe, because I thought he was just playing this to his advantage or best case scenario. Like, if I play like I can't hear her, then she can't yell at me. So, but that's not ideal.
Also
that's
make them just as angry because you're not following procedures. You're not on the correct frequency. And so that you saw that how much extra work that created.
Yes. So. It was slightly annoying for her. But like I said, she handled it well. She maintained her sense of humor at the end of it and didn't give him a major tongue lashing, just a minor little lick.
I think she was relieved when she asked us if we were going to be coming back to Lakeland. And we said, nope, we're out of here.
We're out of here.
Good luck.
Yes. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. All right. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.